This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We have been incredibly fortunate to be able to join Primary Care Plus at the opening of so many of their locations throughout Southeast Louisiana. Today's no different. We're in the beautiful town of Lafayette, and Primary Care Plus, your doctors for life, right here at 318 Gilbo Road. Can't miss it. Come on by. They've got lunch for you. They've got drinks for you. They just had their ribbon cutting. And we now have Rachel Godot. I know, folks, you're going to say, no, the Godet. No, it's Godot. It's G-O-D-E-A-U-X. We got that right. And she is the chief administrative officer from the Lafayette Mayor President's Office. I guess you all have a consolidated government here.
We do, just like East Baton Rouge Parish.
Yeah, so yes. The parish and the city are one and the same.
That is
from
right.
From a governing perspective.
That's right. And you couldn't have characterized Lafayette any better. It's beautiful Lafayette, heart of Cajun country.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that plug.
Well, Rachel, I'm going to tell you, I dined last night at Chris's Steakhouse. So I'm sitting at the bar, and there's a couple of folks there that I met, and they said, well, Newell, what brings you to God's country?
That is so true.
And I heard that over and over and over again. Well, I told them that I was here for Primary Care Plus, but I have a connection here. My dad, as I pointed out, was from Evalls Parish. He went to school here, and it was called USL then.
Yeah.
His cousins had a restaurant here, Chez Pasteur.
Okay.
My grandmother was a pasteur.
Okay.
I've had a connection here to Lafayette. My dad used to come to Lafayette all the time for business, and absolutely adored this town.
Yeah.
He was a French-speaking Acadian. He loved. He was a detail man in the pharmaceutical industry and visited physicians here and loved to talk to the physicians that spoke French. And always talked about it and always had fond memories of coming to Lafayette.
Yeah, it certainly bites you in a good way. Once you come here, enjoy our festivals, our food, you know, a lot of times you don't want to leave.
No, absolutely. The Boudin capital of the world, for sure.
That's right.
So, Rachel, let's do this. Tell us, you know, my listening audience covers, you know, all of Southeast Louisiana, and a lot of folks don't know a lot about Lafayette. And so tell us a little bit about the demographics, what's going on here, and
sure.
Challenges and likewise.
So in Acadiana overall, Lafayette is like the heart of Acadiana. It's a, you know, a really centrally located area along I-49 and I-10, very easy access to a lot of commerce. I think that's why we have a lot of growth here. We've seen just the trends over the years as Lafayette's it's a booming community, and it keeps growing. Even during, you know, some of the worst downturns, we've seen some pretty significant growth, which is why we appreciate Primary Care Plus actually locating over here. It's a good sign of the growth and development that's occurring in this location. Very family-oriented, you know, city, and we love who we are. We, you know, and that it shows in our festivals and our culture, and just our good southern nature overall and hospitality.
And you've talked about the ups and the downs. I mean, Lafayette, on many occasions, has really almost had to redefine itself, being wedded to the oil industry.
And right, yeah.
Then not so much, and yeah. Having to really focus on other things. What has that been like?
Yeah, so I think we have certainly been able to overcome the booms and busts of the oil and gas cycle. It certainly is who a part of who we are, and right. It always will be. But in order to create economic stability, you know, we've had to look at other industries and help support growth in those areas as well. Healthcare is a huge one, and we have some major companies here like LHC, Ochsner's, that have come to Lafayette and have stayed for those reasons.
How much, I know the university is a big part of what drives the economy here. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Mayor's office is a big champion of the University of Louisiana. You know, it's definitely a university town, has a lot of population. We've seen a lot of growth in numbers overall in the last couple of years, has become an R1 institution. So it certainly is an economic driver here in Lafayette, but also in Acadiana. So, and certainly a gem within our community.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because as the education arena kind of changes, there's been reading some articles here recently where a lot more students are looking into the Deep South to attend. I don't know if you saw some of those articles, you probably did, but, you know, it's really kind of interesting. And they're looking for that kind of small town feel, you know, and I think Lafayette kind of,
we might have a small town feel, but I think we have a big personality.
Yeah, you do. But you check all the boxes, right?
Yeah. So, and we certainly welcome that growth as well. You know, students.
And is that what y'all have seen? A lot more students coming from different parts?
So it is, and you know, we attract people from international, you know, countries. So yes, we've seen a lot of good mixture of student development over time, and the numbers have grown, and you know, we want to continue to support that. And you can see that in the growth and development of the campus alone.
And I know for a while that this grew in popularity as a place to retire at one time as well. Is that still the case?
I'm a little less familiar on the retirement community side.
Yes, because you're very young.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'll take that one.
But Rachel, there will be a day.
Hey, but I might retire soon. You never know.
I just remember reading some articles about that, you know, where it was that field that you just so appropriately articulated, you know, that a lot of folks really loved it.
Yeah.
A lot of great restaurants here, a lot of different things to do.
I think more restaurants per capita in terms of people, so yes,
yeah.
Definitely vibrant.
So what do you guys see now as kind of your biggest challenge? What is that, you know, I'm sure there's more than one, but I mean, what is the one that kind of is gnawing at you all the time?
So just a couple of platforms that the mayor ran on, and the mayor's Monique Boulay.
Yes, I know.
The mayor president, yes. So she, you know, we came in, public safety was one area, and I actually talked a lot about that this morning on a different radio station. Public safety, public infrastructure, jobs, mm-hmm. economic growth, I mean, kind of those key areas that, you know, certainly always need support. But, you know, our infrastructure is aging in our urban core and a little bit beyond that urban core. So Johnson Street is a big priority of the mayor's in terms of revitalization, and we are looking at how to stabilize that population growth within the core of Lafayette. That is critical to, I guess, the next three and a half years left. And then, of course, with that comes, you know, access to health care, which, you know, primary care also wants a different location. We have some ideas in mind.
Well, today's a good day to talk to them
exactly.
about it. Oh, by the way,
if you're interested in expanding, we have some ideas.
So I know you guys have been working with Primary Care Plus. What's that been like? And you know, we're now here in the opening day and things.
Yeah, I can't thank Dr. Wallace, Dr. Ellers, and Abraham Briley for, you know, picking this location in particular. It, you know, I know they have 12 locations across the state of Louisiana, and this is another one to hang their hat on. And so we thank you for that expansion, that partnership, locating here in particular on Gilbo Road, which needs continued investment. And, you know, we're happy that they're a part of the community and look forward to the partnerships, continued partnerships.
Because this is
there.
Part of that challenge, as you talked about, making sure that you maintain a population within the core. Because, you know, we've seen what happens in other cities when folks are leaving the core, right?
That's right. Yeah. And certainly access to health care is one of those areas that, you know, to stabilize the population, along with safe public safety, infrastructure, that, those sort of things.
So I know this is going to sound like a crazy question, but I'm going to ask it. We have this little concert thing going on in New Orleans this weekend.
Oh, really?
Some person Jazz? By the name of Swifty or Swift. Or
oh.
Are you a Swifty?
I am not a Swifty, actually. That's a couple generations younger than I am. Even though I look young.
No, it's funny. I've had a lot of fun with all the folks that I've interviewed here recently about whether or not they are a Swifty or not, because we've got this little concert going on for 3 days, as you well know.
And in fact, I didn't even realize there was drama between her and the NFL. And
I don't
apparently
know.
My young boys are up to date on all of that.
Yeah.
But
there's drama everywhere these days. In fact, I was just saying, I can't wait for November 5th. I'm done with the drama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a different type of drama.
Yeah, absolutely. Final thoughts?
Just want to thank everybody, specifically Primary Care Plus. Appreciate the expansion here and look forward to continued partnership.
Well, tell the mayor thank her for having us, and best of luck to you and the mayor and her team, obviously, and all of your endeavors. And she's got, what, another 3.5 years in her term, is that correct?
Yeah.
And is this her second? This is her second term.
No, this is her first.
First, okay.
Yep.
So then is she runs for re-election, or are you limited?
No, she'll run for re-election. Yeah. It's 3 terms overall. Well, I don't want to commit her, but
right.
every indication that I see, yes, she'll probably run again.
I understand. I was an elected official at one time. I got it.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Truly appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you for coming out today in celebration of opening as well. That's Rachel Godeau, Chief Administrative Officer from the Lafayette Mayor President's Office. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. That's right. We are broadcasting live from Primary Care Plus, your doctors for life at 318 Gilbo Road here in Lafayette. We just had an opportunity to talk to someone from the Mayor President's office, and joining us now is Tammy Hebert Briley from Primary Care Plus, and she is a board-certified family nurse practitioner. That's a mouthful. But welcome to the show, Tammy. Thank you so much for joining us. Ribbon cutting ceremony today, exciting day. How did it go?
It went really well. We've had a lot of city officials, a lot of our other clinic employees join us for this event. So it's going very well.
I'm sorry, we're trying to get her mic on. There we go.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So let's start over then. How did it go today?
It went very well. We have a lot of officials from the city, some other neighboring clinic employees, our own employees from our other clinics join us for this event. So it's been going well.
Is this place you call home?
I'm originally from Abbeville, but okay. I've been a resident of Lafayette since I went to UL many years ago, over 30 years ago.
Well, Abbeville's not that far.
No,
right?
It's not. It's a different world, though.
it's funny how that works,
uh-huh,
right?
Definitely.
So how long have you been with Primary Care Plus?
I joined them April 15th. I think we saw our first patient May the 3rd. So it's just
recent.
New clinic, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing before?
My last employer was at Ochsner University Hospital and Clinics. I was working with anesthesia, but I have an extensive, over 16 years of being a nurse practitioner and working in primary care, OCMEDs, urgent care, ER, aesthetics, so just a plethora of experience.
So you kind of touch just about every place then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much.
How long have you been in the healthcare business?
I got my RN over 30 years, and I've been a nurse practitioner for over 16 years.
You look too young to be
in. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Were you excited about this in this region?
I mean, obviously,
you've worked in this. You kind of have a feel for what the needs are.
Right. And again, what sets us apart, and we've said over and over, is that we spend more time with our patients, and that builds a rapport. You know, they get to know us. We get to know them. Spending a little bit longer during our appointment times to address their needs and that kind of stuff. So it's a little bit different model, per se, in primary care industry.
And what you do, in particular, being a board-certified family nurse practitioner, that has kind of migrated and elevated in a fast way, right, over the last 10 years.
Yes, there are more and more of us. There are some that specialize in certain areas of medicine, whereas I'm family nurse practitioner, so basically I say from tomb to womb.
Yeah.
But although we only treat 18 years and older here, but in the primary care setting, we address, you know, any medical conditions you have and manage those, whether it be, you know, labs and diagnosing, treating certain conditions.
So I have to imagine that in your career life, there's been a lot of exciting things happening, because there are things that you can do today that you weren't kind of allowed to do.
In some ways. We're trying more and more to get independent practice here in the state of Louisiana for practitioners. We have a little kickback, medical board, that kind of stuff. But it still allows us to treat independently, if that makes sense, with just a little bit of paperwork with state board.
Right. But it affords the opportunity, in many respects, in working with the physicians here, to be a much broader perspective, which is a much, much better benefit to the patient, right?
Yes, definitely.
And that's been, obviously, your experience since you've been here. What has been the reaction to Primary Care Plus's model?
Patients do enjoy that extra time, not being rushed in and out, not being able to address their needs and whatnot, as opposed to other providers where they're basically a number, you know, not a patient, not, you know, quality over quantity.
I have to imagine that when you're referring your patients to specialists or otherwise, do they tend to really appreciate the follow-up that y'all are providing and the continuum of care?
Yes. I mean, if we refer you out, then we will get those records back and follow up on, you know, what they addressed or any new medications, conditions, that kind of stuff. And a lot of times you refer them out and they have conditions that you didn't even know about that a cardiologist right. finds and addresses, that kind of stuff. So and then we start following them and then they follow up with their specialists.
And the specialist's reaction to the model that's here, I'm sure that you interact with them. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, we've not been around long enough to really, you know, for, I guess, people to see this model here in Lafayette, although it's very popular in Baton Rouge and New Orleans, so they're a little more well-known on what right. they do for the patients. But we hope to get that message out to our providers here in Lafayette.
Would it, obviously, the Medicare population, Medicare eligible population presents some challenges. What do you see as one of the biggest challenges?
I mean, you've run through some loopholes as far as for like their prescription coverage, you know, getting the medications they need with the least out-of-pocket costs, that kind of stuff. And then when referring out, you have certain specialists that don't see a certain insurance population versus another. So it's finding those loopholes, those little ways to get them the care they need.
Well, that's an interesting observation, and I guess it's really important about that navigation that y'all provide, because I guess there are some physicians I know that don't take Medicaid, and there are others that don't take Medicare.
That is true.
And so you have to go about trying to find alternative resources available for them, right?
For that particular patient, given their insurance coverage.
And I got to imagine that it would be incredibly frustrating for the patient once presented with that. Right?
It is, because you run into a lot of roadblocks, you know, oh, I think so-and-so, and then they don't take that insurance anymore, so then you're going to find another avenue to take. But, I mean, we'll find someone.
Right. I mean, but that's the beauty of having that navigator model and philosophy here to make sure that they're going to be able to get to where they need to get.
Yeah, get
right?
the care they need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Has that changed a lot? Do you see it changing more?
Not being in primary care for a few years, so there's a lot that has occurred, you know, since then. It's just a challenge.
It's just a challenge. It's just something that y'all face every day, and you have to deal with it.
Whether it's, you know, getting the medications they need, getting them to the right specialist, whatnot. But, you know, there's always a way of figuring it out.
And I guess part of the, which I'll do too, is a lot of continuing education of, is, you know, what Medicare provides, what this one provides, what that provides, because it's always changing, right?
It is.
And that, going back to the navigation again, that's why it's so important that service is provided to the patients.
Definitely.
So living in this area, you know, talking about the healthcare needs, what do you see as the biggest challenge here?
Patients, you know, getting the blood work they need or the tests that you order, a lot of times they don't follow through with that. And part of that is educating them on the importance of doing those things to better service their needs.
Yeah. I know just recently I had to have a diagnostic test done, and the shortest period I could get, I think it was either 4 or 5 weeks to get the test done.
Yeah, it's sometimes challenging.
You know, and I heard it was double that length and period of time not long ago. And I guess you fall out and people forget, and if you forget, you're further away.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But I understand you guys are really good on the follow through and the follow up and reminding them and sending notices out. Don't forget.
Yeah, and we have access to other health systems' medical records, so you can see, okay, well, I ordered this, she never went to get it. I referred him here, he never went. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So you're kind of new to this, and I said this to Dr. B, because I've been to a number of the openings of these clinics, and we thank him for allowing us to do so, because I've really enjoyed it. I'm always, you know, when I walk in, just very surprised by how happy everybody is. I said, I don't know what
when the prescription. Like what you do. When,
I don't know what the prescription is.
So when you like what you do,
you know, a lot of
like
the folks, a lot of the folks that I talked to today, they've been long timers, so to speak. You know, and you're really relatively new. So point it out. What is it?
It's being happy in the work environment that you're in, you know, with the administration, with your coworkers, and wanting to get up every day and come and do this job.
Like knowing to make that you can make a difference?
Absolutely, yeah. And you have a team to help you do that.
And you do, the follow-through, right?
Absolutely.
And I guess that's what makes that the whole overall thing just a whole lot easier.
Yes,
Obviously, this model, you think it's something that's going to grow here in Lafayette?
Absolutely. It's worked well in other cities. I think it definitely will. People will catch on.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Just want to thank you again for, you know, doing the interviews. I do want to mention, too, that I do go out and do some community outreach, speaking engagements at the local Council on Aging, whether it be Bruce Hart, Scott, or Karen Crow, presenting different topics every month to their residents or their attendees.
This organization is a big believer in that, right? In fact, we're sitting in a community room right here that I understand you guys will be hosting
different talks,
presentations for folks to come and visit and learn about certain things that are important in their life.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. I mean, I love that you're a great corporate partner to the community, because I think that's really so important as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Here, close to home.
Close to home.
Which is very, very important. Tammy Hebert-Briley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. I think she was a little nervous. She just got a big sigh of relief. I wasn't that bad, was I? It's okay. It was all good. Let's give her a round of applause. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Getting a lot of texts about police presence at North Turnbull and West Esplanade. There is a barricaded subject. I don't know whether or not that has resolved itself, but upon arrival, shots were fired at the police officers. That was the last information that I had from out there. So obviously there's still traffic. I'm not sure that that's cleared, but that is what's going on West Esplanade by North Turnbull. And so we'll continue to provide any information that we may have that comes up in the interim about that as well. I had a really good time today. You know, it's really interesting when we talk about the quality of healthcare in any particular region, and you have a new kind of model move to a geographic area and people start to take advantage of it. And we've seen this primary care plus model deployed in a number of jurisdictions across Southeast Louisiana, and they've received a lot of positive response to what they're doing, spending more time with their patients, really engaging in a proactive way and navigating through the healthcare morass that's out there. Obviously, we know that many of our healthcare facilities and the healthcare delivery system is challenged in this state, and we recognize those challenges, and obviously Primary Care Plus has taken that with a level of seriousness and developed a model that really seems to work. And you can see that, and you can feel the excitement from the officials here in Lafayette. They're so glad to have another organization here creating new opportunities to provide health care for their constituents in the greater Lafayette area. And so I just want to say thank you to the Primary Care Plus folks for including us, because you get to learn a lot about some of these other jurisdictions, some of the challenges, especially with some of the offline conversations that we've had about certain things that are going on here. And it's very similar to the challenges that we're facing in the greater New Orleans area. Not too terribly different. Infrastructure, education, public safety. You hear those questions all the time. You know, it's interesting about public safety. I happened to be communicating with the sheriff yesterday on a separate matter, and we were talking about crime stats, and he sent me the most recent UCR crime stats in September. These numbers are so low. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this. They're really on track to post the lowest crime rate year since 1972 here. Through the month of September, murders are down 36%, rapes are down almost 6%, robberies down just under 1%, assaults are down 13.4%, burglaries down 20.4%, thefts are down 4.1%, auto thefts are down 6.4%. Overall, crime is down 7% in Jefferson Parish through the month of September. You don't see these types of numbers around the country. This continues, and recognizing that last year was one of the lowest crime rate years, in Jefferson Parish since 1972 or 74. I forgot what the year was that they started with the UCR Part 1 crime offenses. Now, a lot of people, when I talk about these, they say, wow, you know, they're talking in general about what's happening with uniform crime reports with the FBI and other areas. Well, JP has historically and always reported their crime numbers. A number of jurisdictions do not. But not the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. They've always reported their crime numbers. In fact, under Joe LoPinto's leadership, they have reported some of the lowest crime rate numbers ever in Jefferson Parish, and that's a great thing, and congratulations to the men and women of the JPSO. We've seen some great trends, too, with NOPD as well, and hopefully that will continue as well. In fact, in NOPD, we see a reduction in murders. We see a reduction in shootings. Murders, 42%. Shootings, 42% down. Carjackings, 41% down. Armed robberies, 36% down. So you're seeing some very positive numbers, too. Auto thefts down 49%. Obviously, they have much higher numbers of frequency, but these are positive trends that they've been able to continue for a long period of time. I don't like to look at 1 month or 2 month or 3 month stats. I like to look at it over 6 months to a year to see what's going on. Well, they continue to drive those numbers down, which is a great, great thing. Got this text, and I don't disagree, and I don't think the sheriff would disagree either. He goes, yes, they're down, but the speeding in Jefferson Parish and the reckless operation continues with vehicles. No doubt. No doubt. I remember, delivering speeches to citizen groups all the time. Their chief complaint was speeding. And the irony, though, is that most of the folks that are going to be speeding are going to be members of their neighborhood. And we've all been guilty of it. We're, busy on the phone doing this, lose sight of where we're traveling. I'm guilty of it as well. We just try to pay more attention, because the last thing that you want is a situation where there's a child that walks across the street, right? And you're not able to stop. And just be cognizant of that. But that's when folks are complaining about speeding as opposed to any of the other issues, you know that you're on target as you deploy any number of crime-fighting strategies throughout the community, because you're obviously making a significant difference in more violent crime. And we're seeing that now. I was one, and I admit when I'm wrong, I was one that was the Troop NOLA strategy of deploying across the city was one that I didn't think was going to be as effective as other strategies. I didn't think in the short term they were going to be able to have the successes that they have, but they have. And I've pointed it out, and I've readily admitted I was wrong there, and which is good. I don't need to be right. We want to make sure that there's a difference being made day in and day out as it relates to fighting crime in these jurisdictions. So tomorrow, folks, we are going to be talking. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we always spend some time with some doctors and radiologists, and we'll do that again tomorrow, and we look forward to that. So if you have questions, please listen, call in. We want to try and answer as many questions as possible. We're also going to have, I think, Rafi Goyeneche is going to be joining us tomorrow. We'll obviously talk some more about the situation with the promotional tests for captains and majors as to what's going on there. And we'll have some other information to provide as well. And that will be the first night of the Swifty invasion. And I'm sure that this evening things are going to start getting crazy in the city as people start to begin their three-night minimum in the city of New Orleans. I talked to some folks that were downtown last evening. They said they could already feel it. People were showing up. Traffic was around. So that's a good thing. Money being spent. Healthy for the economy. We look forward to that. It is going to be a crazy weekend. And then Saturday night, the LSU Fighting Tigers take on the Texas A&M Aggies out there at Texas A&M. That is a tough place to win. I know where I'll be Saturday evening, parked in front of the TV watching that game, because I think that could be the breakout game for the LSU Tigers. And if they're able to get out of there with a win, I think that's going to be a big, big difference as they go into the back half of their schedule this year, because crazy things are happening as everybody is approaching this playoff, this new playoff scheme that's out there. So it's going to be interesting to see what actually happens. All right, we're going to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line as we wrap things up here at the Primary Care Plus grand opening in the city of Lafayette at 318 Gilbo Boulevard. We've had a great time. A lot of folks came out today. Beautiful weather, beautiful facility. And we look forward to doing the next one that they have coming up here soon. So stay with us. We'll check in with Scoot to see what he has coming your way. This is Newell on WWL. Welcome back, folks. Scoot's up next, and he's headed your way. Scoot, what's up with Martha Stewart wanting to attack older women, saying they're not looking good? You're going to talk about that? What's going on here?
Yeah, she's talking about, like, you know, she doesn't want to be on, like, the Golden Bachelorette. She was asked about this. Doesn't want to be on that show because older men don't look good. And, you know, I mean, she's not a spring chicken herself, but I guess, you know, sometimes, you know, you like to be the cougar in somebody's life. I don't know. I can't speak for Martha Stewart, but she, you know, she's got this really close friendship with Snoop Dogg. And, you know, I think they're probably, you know, but maybe not. So I don't know how much younger he is than her. But he's got a youthful attitude, I guess. But, yeah, I thought that was, you know, kind of a shame because a lot of women, you know, like older men. And in my life, I've dated people a lot younger than me. And it's not that I like them and I'm lecherous or anything like that. I just like their spirit and I have fun. And a lot of, you know, a lot of women my age can be kind of boring. Not all women my age, but a lot of women
careful,
my age
careful,
can be,
careful.
I know, I gotta be careful, but it's true. So like, you know, don't be boring if you're fun. I mean, I've also dated people my age. So yeah, I was kind of surprised by her comment. We'll talk about New Orleans becoming Swift Town USA and three Taylor Swift concerts coming up. New Orleans Homeland Security is making sure that everybody's going to be safe. There is a conversation now about Donald Trump winning in a blowout in the Electoral College. We're going to talk about that this afternoon. And the CNN conservative commentator Scott Jennings has been uncharacteristically aggressive. What does this mean? Is this a sign of anything? We'll talk a little bit about that. And we're also talking about Martha Stewart and the dog.
All righty. Scoot's up next. Headed your way. Got a great lineup. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.